Hello and welcome to day number 124 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's so good to have you here with us today. Whether you're a first-time guest or a regular listener, you are welcome here. Well, today on the Bible in a Year reading plan, we'll be reading Job 32 through 37, Psalm number 124, and Proverb 31. By way of this podcast, I will be reading Psalm number 124, but be sure to read the rest on your own. You will be wrapping up Job by the end of this week, so tomorrow's readings will bring you to completion, and then we will be focusing primarily over the next several weeks, the Psalms and the Proverbs. So we'll get a taste of that more and more, which is always good because the wisdom and poetic books are very important to enriching our lives of worship and leading us in practical ways to live out our lives. If you're in need of the Bible in a Year reading plan, please don't hesitate to click that link that's in the show notes, and you'll be brought to a page where you could print or download it. If you're enjoying this Bible in a Year reading plan, I ask that you consider doing me the kindness of clicking like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is on your platform of choice, as that does help the show get seen in search results for others who might be looking for a way to read God's Word daily. I thank you in advance for considering doing me that kindness. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Psalm number 124, a song of ascents by David. If it had not been Yahweh who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been Yahweh who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the proud waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be Yahweh, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in Yahweh's name, who made heaven and earth. Gracious, eternal God of heaven, we give you thanks for the gift of this day. We thank you for the gift of the breath of air in our lungs. Lord, let us be reminded that the next breath, the next day, even the next minute is never guaranteed. So help us make the most of each and every day. It's in Jesus' name we pray and ask all of these things. Amen. Well, friends, here in Psalm number 124, we've got another psalm written by King David himself. As you might recall, King David has been through some stuff. He's had many adversaries. Some were other kings and other nations. Some were his own family. And nevertheless, because of his exposure to all of these things, he learned that God was with him and that the adversaries, the opponents, the people that were trying to inflict evil never were victorious because God always has the last word. Here in this psalm, King David is reminding the people of Israel that had it not been for Yahweh, that they would have been crushed over and over and over again. The scene of the Red Sea crossing is evoked here in this particular psalm. Remember when Moses was directed by God to lead the people of Israel from out of bondage in Egypt, and they got to the Red Sea, and God, through Moses, parted the waters so that the Israelites can cross over on dry land. And then when the adversaries were in suit in their chariots, and they were in the Red Sea, God allowed Moses to bring the water back down on top of them, thus defeating the threat for Israel. Had God not been with them, the waters would have overwhelmed the Israelites as well. They would not have been able to cross in time. They would have been in battle in the middle of the water. They would have drowned. They would have been killed off. But God was with them and did not allow their souls to be overtaken. The water was a fearful place for the Hebrew people. They considered the oceans and the waters to be very chaotic and disordered, very threatening to life. and that it was always God who brought order to the chaos and was able to subdue the waters for their sake. I'm reminded of the scene of Jesus crossing over the Sea of Galilee with his disciples, and he's asleep in the ship while the disciples are freaking out because there was a storm that was whipping up around them. The waters were chaotic and threatening. But when Jesus woke up, he commanded the waters to be still. God has the power over chaos and evil and darkness. God's will can never be overcome by anyone or anything. So friends, lean into that truth for your life today. Trust that God is with you and that God is able to calm the chaos of your life, and that nothing that comes your way, whether it's evil or trials, can defeat you because God is with you. And even if the evil that is brought up against us throughout life does cause us harm, it could never overcome our soul. Our soul is God's alone, and God will preserve us. So friends, have a wonderful day. I hope to see you back again tomorrow. Consider maybe inviting a friend along this journey. It's never too late to join the Bible in your reading plan. I thank you, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless.